This is Earth and Sky. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, is produced by factories and vehicles when fuel is burned.
And this unnatural buildup of CO2 is thought by many scientists to be contributing to global warming. Meanwhile, trees absorb CO2. It makes them grow faster. So people have suggested we might compensate for industrial CO2 emissions simply by planting more forests.
Scientists have been testing this possibility near Durham, North Carolina. Loblolly pine trees are grown here, not in a lab, but in the open air under natural conditions. Tall towers support a system of pipes that deliver CO2 to the air around the trees. Researchers can simulate the atmospheric conditions predicted for 50 years from now, when CO2 levels are expected to almost double.
Loblolly pines that were exposed to high concentrations of CO2 did a great job taking up the excess. At first, the trees grew faster than normal, but after 3 years, tree growth returned to normal despite the extra CO2. That's because the trees had depleted the nutrients in the soil that are also essential for growth.
Natural levels of forest soil nutrients are low in the northern temperate zone. This research suggests that forests in this zone will not temper the effects of continued CO2 emissions.
Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block N. Bird for Earth and Sky.